Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon, your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for this beautiful day. I truly thank God that God give us the ear to hear what His Word is saying us today. And a lot of time we do want God's Word to keep us on the right track. This morning I would like to go into the book of Colossians and thank God, the third chapter, when Jesus, praise God, was giving Paul the revelation and how we should carry ourselves and conduct ourselves and to seek the things which are above. And Paul said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And I truly thank God for his word this morning. And truly we thank God that the Lord want us to walk perfect in his eyesight. And for which thing's sake, the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in that in the which ye also walk sometime when ye live in them. And I truly thank God that we need to pull off the things that will hold us back, that we cannot receive the blessing, the inheritance, even the things that pertain to us of the kingdom of God. And we are seeking those things which are above, not the things on the earth, but the things that the Lord wants us to have. Keep in mind, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And we need to seek the things of the glory of God. We need to seek his kingdom more than ever before. And Paul said, praise God, that, but now ye also put off these anger, wrath, malice, blaspheme, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Now we as a people of God, Christians or disciples, or where we call ourselves, we need to be very careful of the things that we say, even our communication. See, we are the unique people. We need to be different from comparing to the world, praise God, because we are the children of God. And we don't need to hold a common or filthy communication like the worldly people. We need to be different. And that's the reason why we need to watch what we say around worldly people. Our job is to gain them to know Jesus Christ. We want them to receive the Lord as their Savior. We need to let them know that Jesus is real. So we don't need to be communicating with them when it comes down to unseemly words that come out of our mouth. Because, see, people watch us. They don't have to pick up a book to read. They just watch us and how we carry ourselves. And when we confess the name of Jesus Christ, and when we say we are Christian, they watch us. They watch how we walk. They watch how we carry ourselves. They even watch how you hold your communication. So we need to be very careful, because Satan comes in all kinds of disguises, and he will try to trick you and hold a conversation like the worldly people. And then Paul said, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, we thank God, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. And see, we as a children of God, we need to be, hopefully, that our heart is circumcised, praise God, so that we have a clean and pure heart. That's what Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So we don't need to carry no image in our heart. We shouldn't hold no grudges in our heart, praise God, toward one another. We need to have the love of God in us, that we could show the love to the individual or someone who had hurt you in the past, that you would have that love for that individual. And I truly thank God. But you know, sometimes it's very hard, you know, in these days that when we have experienced knowing how some people can hurt you so bad that you can feel like, why I got to love that person because that person had hurt me. Well, if you confess yourself as a Christian and you say you're a follower of Christ and you say you are a disciple, praise God, you have to love that individual. Jesus said we are to love our enemies. And finding how they do us, we are to love them. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. He's a perfect example. He's a perfect teacher in teaching us how we should love one another, how we should love our enemy, and find out how they tramp over us or mistreat us. We are to love them. But I truly thank God we need to have that spirit of love as God has for us. We need to have that love for one another. And Paul was telling the Colossians, praise God, to put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. See? So we have to learn how to forgive that individual in spite of how they mistreat you. We are to forgive them, praise God. That will free you. And a lot of times you stop and think, why do you think people have heart problems? Thank God. I mean, really physical heart problems. Those are the people who like to hold grudges and probably got in the place and learn how to forgive that person who has hurt them or say something to them, and they didn't have the mind to forgive that individual. Sometimes they bring illness upon themselves, not realizing that all they have to do is for ask that person to forgive them or to accept them, or to accept that individual. If that person say, hey, I have hurt you, asking you, will you please forgive me? It is your place to accept their apology. It is your place to accept their forgiveness. And so that person want to be free, and not only that, but you want to be free so that you can go on doing what God commands you to do. So nothing will hinder you or hold you back in the day that that God wants to use you. Praise God. But if we keep on holding grudges and hate and bitterness in our heart, how can we please the Lord? How can we serve God and we hold animosity against that individual or against that that person who transgressed against you? So I truly thank God. So we need to really ask the Lord to help us, because how can we be effective when we need to really to accept whatever a person has done unto you? And so Paul was saying, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, give thanks to God and the Father by him. And that's what Paul was saying to us today, that we do whatever we have to do, whatever we have to do to please the Lord. And the Lord wants us to do his will. And Paul is giving us this example, that let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That means that we want Jesus to really flow his spirit upon us, through us, not on the inside, but on the outside as well, so that the people will see the light. We are that light that's sitting on the hill, and we want to be that light. We want to be that spark that people will see the light in us and know that we are doing His will and gratefully that we do commanding by the Almighty God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul say, calling one body, let the peace of God rule. And see, we want God to rule us with His peace. And the only way we get that peace is to obey His word, to honor Him, and to glorify Him, and to recognize Him, and everything what He is doing to us in this day and hour. And you know, we need to do what God commands us to do. And so Paul was saying, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as is fit in the Lord. Husband, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. And fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servant, obey in all things your master according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleaser, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. And I truly thank God. So whenever we do something for an individual, we don't need to be talking about it. We just want to do it willingly. Because you know, sometimes you'll run across somebody saying, yeah, I had to go and get this for this person, and I had to use my money to buy them some groceries and this and that. But did you do it heartily? Did you do it to please the Lord, or you just do it begrudgingly? Because see, you did it grudgingly, that means God won't accept that. But if you did it heartily, say, and somebody say, I don't have any money, and I'd like for you, if you be your blessing, if you could buy me some grocery, and you know, you do it heartily. Yes, I'll buy you something. I'll buy you something to eat. And not only that, I'll buy whatever you need in your home. See, that's blessing. Your heart is opening heartily because you want the Lord to bless you. But if you do it grudgingly, oh, God not going to bless you. You're not getting the blessing. You're doing that because of boasting. And you know, but I truly thank God for Jesus, for His word. So my brothers and sisters, we don't need to waste no time, but we need to do what God say in His word. We need to really know what God wants us to do. We need to receive what Jesus wants to have in His inheritance. We want to receive the inheritance so that we could please the Lord in our eyesight. My brothers and sisters, I know we are in the last days. But let us walk uprightly before the Lord our God, and let us be a people that He's calling for in these last days. We don't know the day nor the hour, but in the meantime, while we're on this earth, let us keep our eyes on Jesus. May God bless you. May God keep you.
You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Crankfield, an outreach ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program, or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718.